Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Pagan. Batting second. The shortstop, Wilson Valdez. Batting third. The first baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Francoeur. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Corey Sullivan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Omir Santos. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Anderson Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Redding. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tim Redding. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Ross Gloed. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Anibal Sanchez. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Anibal Sanchez. And now, play ball. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valdez takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Francoeur hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Sullivan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gloed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Marlins. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gloed hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cantu hits a fly ball into right field. Francoeur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. Tatis moves to second. 1 out. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermida. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Tatis scores. It's Mets, 1, Marlins, 1. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Redding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. 2 outs. Angel Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glode juggles the ball. That's an error on Glode. Hernandez scores. Pagan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pagan scores. Valdez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francoeur is 0 for 1 in the game. Francoeur hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uggla takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermita batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hermita hits a pop-up towards short. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Paulino and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santos is 0 for 1 in the game. Santos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Uggla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Redding is 0 for 1 in the game. Redding hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Anibal Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coughlin strikes out. Two outs. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glode is 0 for 1 in the game. Glode hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan strikes out. One out. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valdez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Valdez bunts towards the mound. Sanchez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sanchez. Valdez moves to second. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glode scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanchez covering, for the out. Valdez moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francoeur is 0-for-2 in the game. Francoeur hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valdez scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Francoeur moves to third. Christian Martinez now pitching. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tatis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cantu is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ugla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ugla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santos is 0-for-2 in the game. Santos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ross. Santos reaches second base with a double. Anderson Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Santos moves to third. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redding is 0-for-2 in the game. Redding bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan is walked intentionally. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Paulino to Cantu. The throw back to home, and Santos is out at the plate. Two outs. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Pagan moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Dan Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Pagan scores. Valdez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Mets. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Francoeur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francoeur hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 8-1, Mets. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hermita is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermita hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francoeur. Hermita reaches second base with a double. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino is 0-for-1 in the game. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Christian Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Santos reaches second base with a double. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Redding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redding is 0-for-2 in the game. Redding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coughlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Mets. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gloed is 0-for-2 in the game. Gloed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantu is 0-for-2 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valdez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ugla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Mets. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermida is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermida strikes out. 2 outs. Ronnie Paulino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Paulino is 0 for 2 in the game. Paulino takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Sanchez pinch hits for Christian Martinez. Elmer Descends now pitching. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards short. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Marlins 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kiko Calero now pitching. Jeff Francoeur is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francoeur is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Francoeur strikes out. 1 out. Corey Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tatis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Mets. Omir Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santos is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Santos hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Pedro Feliciano now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Coughlin bunts towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gloed is 0 for 3 in the game. Gloed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coughlin moves to second. Sean Green now pitching. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Coughlin moves to third. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cantu is 0 for 3 in the game. Cantu hits a line drive into center field. Pagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Marlins 3. The Mets will come to bat. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Emilio Bonifacio now playing shortstop. Anderson Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Evans pinch hits for Sean Green. Nick Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Angel Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Mets. Wilson Valdez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valdez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bonifacio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Stokes now pitching. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ugla hits a pop-up towards third. Tatis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hermida is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hermida hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Paulino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Florida Marlins, 3. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.